Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
If you want to simply be the best, you have to simply outwork your opponent. A-B versus A-B.
Is Antonio asked to be traded?
No.
If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
I'm not going to openly talk about a lot of things that occur in social media.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Well, the boobs may be the best part of it.
You all right?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Just call me Big Chest.
Is this thing on?
Would you trade for Manny Machado?
What can you tell us about Machado?
He is heading to the San Diego Padres.
Who is that?
What a pathetic excuse for a franchise. You guys out there, out in the sun, you get blinded by the heat. I don't know if I'm going to call this an upset.
They played cautious.
But this is an upset.
Right now.
That's it. Well, you got 5 seconds to go. You make the decision on whether or not you want to live or swing the bat.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Final hour of OMF, and then Christian and I will be heading down to Fort Myers, Florida. That's where Lou is. Guests lined up in the next couple days. Who's on with us? Do we know?
Honest, why
a whole bunch of guys.
Yeah. A whole bunch of guys,
like,
yeah.
Like who? Like baseball players?
Here's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard Mookie Betts.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I've heard Dave Dombrowski.
That'd be good.
I've heard David Price.
That'd be very good.
I've heard
David Price.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I heard that. Very good.
I heard
All right,
that.
Let's do it.
We could play Lou's rant from a year ago.
And we're going to open with that.
Yeah.
And we're going to laugh and be like, oh, we're crazy.
That'd
we're
be
crazy.
Good.
That would be probably the, if I have a dream scenario as far as awkward moments that I'd like to see, David Price sitting down next to Lou.
Listening to the rant?
First of all, he already knows about it, so, but we were just going to make it more interesting.
This
and
guy is scared shitless of it.
This one. And then say, David, so what do you think?
He'd treat you like Eck. You'd be like Eck to him.
Oh, like no,
he
no,
has
no.
Tear into you.
No, he thinks
I don't think he's interested in doing any radio interviews this week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
He won't ever do one.
See, I think people would want to hear from him. I would be.
He's funny. He's a funny man.
52 cards in a deck of cards and two jokers in that deck. Never mind.
But he holds the cards now. Why wouldn't you want to speak when you're playing from a, you're dealing from a power position when you're holding the cards? Because we could say whatever we want. He's won. He's won in the postseason, right? So he's got us. So why wouldn't you want to sit down and
Listen, I'd love to have him on, but he doesn't need us. You know,
I didn't say he needed us. I'm
every
just
fifth
saying
day, he's got the media right there. He can go to
Pete
he
Aves.
Can talk on any given day to any one of those guys and put a big story together. They'd love it.
So Pete Aves. And we don't wear the same shoes as he wears, right?
No. Yeah, are you like
I wrote about that the other day.
Yeah. No, he should, but he won't.
I just follow Pete Aves around from field to field. Try to make him as uncomfortable as possible.
Does he talk to you?
No.
Like
my name is Peter Abraham. I'm a Red Sox reporter for the Boston Globe.
I don't think he's
Dan
a big
talks
fan.
To me. I was worried he's going to be upset. You know,
talking about the Boston Globe, Gary Washburn has an interesting piece on Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's focus is on more than just basketball, and right out of the gate, he says Kyrie isn't offering any more hints about his free agent destination this summer. He spent some time, obviously, with him down in Charlotte. During the All-Star break, he said, of course, the Celtics are a possibility, but don't be surprised if the six-time All-Star meets with his hometown New York Knicks and perhaps even the Brooklyn Nets.
We're doomed.
He said, don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised if he meets with the Knicks or meets with the Nets. How will you feel if we get to the end of June, we get to July 1st, he becomes a free agent. And Kyrie Irving is doing, we're seeing some pictures coming out
the
of
tour.
He's doing the tour with the Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets.
He's meeting with Eli.
Right. How will you feel about that?
Please, God.
I don't think he should take any trips whatsoever. He's already said that he's going to stay. Ainge has already talked about how it's an engagement. So what is he, out cheating on him? out and running around on him? Why even bother?
Twin Peaks without the wedding ring.
You know what, though?
To me, I don't think that would be so stupid for him to do.
Well, I know what you're saying, but would it surprise you at all if he meets with them with every meets with them with every intention of signing back with Boston, but just to go through the process it's a unique experience.
No, it isn't.
And I owe it to myself, and I can learn more. And
no.
I just think he is out to experience everything.
Okay.
And it wouldn't shock me at all if he has a meeting with them, still with the intention of signing back with
to
Boston.
To me, I think that would be such a slap in the face.
I think it pissed people off.
Yeah, because there is that odd.
He doesn't care.
There is that chance that they put together a nice presentation and they change his mind. If you're Danny Ainge, you don't want him even talking to anybody. To me, that is flat out cheating, and we are now broken up officially. I'm going after somebody else.
Right before the wedding?
Right before the wedding. We got to have a come to Jesus conversation. Yeah, we've been engaged. So, would you go out on your bachelor party and hook up with a bunch of strippers? What the hell's going on here?
But he does seem to be defiant in the way he deals. So, this past weekend, he plays in the All-Star game. He played meaningful minutes in that game. He was on the floor at the end when they were making that run. So he played meaningful minutes, and yet he didn't play in the previous two games. One was an important game at Philadelphia. The other one was a home game. You still want to win it, and yet he plays in that All-Star game, plays meaningful minutes. And, Danny can say what he wants, and Brad Stevens can say what they want about, he would have been ready on Friday and Saturday or whatever. But you can't tell me that Kyrie didn't basically set the agenda and tell them, guys, I am playing in that All-Star game. And they had to let him play because right now they're in a delicate, the engagement period is delicate.
Well, and if you pay attention to the gossip and the rumors going around, you would say, forget about, Anthony Davis. What you need to be focused on is Kevin Durant. Do you know that Kyrie Irving stayed on the floor as Kevin Durant was being awarded the MVP?
Grow up.
Did you see the look in his eyes? Did you see the longing and the love that existed in his
eyes? They were shooting together the day before.
Oh, a lot of hugging, a lot of carrying on, a lot of grab-assing. Looks like two guys that got some plans, even to the point where people are reading his lips, trying to decipher what he was saying.
Well, that would have to be New York. Because you can't do Durant here, so that would have to be New York.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah.
Is that what they said when they're reading the lips?
Yeah. I don't think
let's go to Brooklyn.
He's not even going to meet with any team. Like, when the season is over.
Why do you meet with Brooklyn Nets? What?
You're not meeting with the Brooklyn Nets. If I was Danny Ainge, I would take the offer away. I'd say, go screw. You want to go disappear?
But the players
want to go into a black hole?
Don't be stubborn.
Please
be stubborn.
Go. Bye. Beat it. Go get Kevin Durant.
That's it.
And Anthony Davis.
It's a players league, though.
Terry Rozier.
So Washburn continues to write.
Jason Tatum.
Says what Irving is revealing the past several weeks is a defiant and daring attitude. The admission that he no longer cares what outsiders think. He no longer plays for the crowd or his fans, only himself and his happiness.
Sounds like a teenager who's acting out. You can't tell me what to do. It's my life. I do what I want to do. Right?
Yes.
That's what,
exactly
it is, right?
What it is.
That's exactly
what
it is.
I'm on ahead, Daddy.
This is my life. I'll make my own way. I'll do what I want to do. You can't tell me anything. Right? So if you believe Lou, then it's, he's got to live his life. He's got to go on an adventure. He's got to go on a walkabout. Got to go meet new people. New York is important. Right?
Check out Brooklyn.
Media capital of the world.
But we already know that the Celtics have sat down and dealt with him and asked him every one of his goals, everything he wants to be his own man, wants to be the leader of the team.
He wants
outside business interests.
He's got it.
He wants his own independent brand. They went out of their way to check off all the boxes and make sure, yep, if you sign here, we're going to do this. This would piss me off a little bit if he does go and even sit down with the Knicks or sit down with the Nets. Because it's not like they're ignoring his outside business interests. Not like they're ignoring the fact that he wants to be, produce movies or whatever and be in movies. They get it. They understand it. They're willing to accept it. Matter of fact, they're willing to help him achieve those goals. And yet, you're going to still sit down and talk with
Well, you're just basically spitting in their face. That's the way I look at it.
They said, don't go to New England.
But I'm just saying, like he to me just seems like a guy that needs to experience everything. You know, I mean, if you read the rest of the article, he's talking about following in the footsteps of the pioneers that came before him, black pioneers, African pioneers, Native Indian pioneers. I mean,
okay, David Price. Stop.
Maya Angelou was mentioned at some point. So, I mean, it's like, you know, he's a different guy.
Yeah, he's a little
deep thinker, whatever. So I could see him totally being like, I just want to hear. I want to learn.
Don't you think he's also one of these guys where if you give him the microphone and he's in a mood that he's just going to ramble on needlessly?
I feel like there's a simpler way.
I really don't take anything he says at all.
Yeah, but see,
he's like, okay, just let him go. Is he done? Okay, he probably forgets everything he says once he walks away from the mic. He's just completely tuned out.
So what
did I say that?
So if you want to be a pioneer, you know, for the people that came before you, the African-American pioneers, African pioneers, Native, whatever, and he goes on and on and on, why can't you do it in Boston? He mentions Bill Russell. Russell did it in Boston, didn't he? And trust me, Russell had to experience in his life tremendous hardships and the way he was treated by people here in this city. I'm not sure that Kyrie has to face much of that anymore. I'm not saying that there some of it doesn't still exist, but come on, compared to the days of Bill Russell?
Yeah, I just think we have to just accept the fact he's different. He's not Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, he is a guy that, you know, Sale, I could see him just being like, all right, sounds good, whatever, I want to play here, great. He seems like a guy that's just enjoying the journey and all that he can learn.
And foolishness.
He can motivate others
and be
a leader.
You know what? You're sniffing too much grass out there. Stop it. You're literally, going cuckoo.
I'm reading his quotes. I'm not. He is. Yeah. I'm just reading his quotes. He's the one that says it all.
Yeah, you know what I think, though? I think he kind of starts talking, and then he kind of gets involved in it, and I think he wants you to believe that he's a little bit more esoteric. There's more to him and deep thought.
Yeah, it's like,
there's more to it than just a basketball player.
I'm
not just a basketball
player.
Making
sure I stand up for what I believe in, no matter what comes with it, no matter what judgments come with it, I have to stand for what I believe in. And a lot of people have done it before me. Bill Russell for the Boston Celtics. Obviously, you think of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Like, these are real leaders that sacrificed a lot of their lives to put me in this position today. Maya Angelou, speaking about where she came from and the teachings that she had, you know, and understanding that, like I said, women run the world. So, yeah, I do. Trust me, I do.
Can I just say shut up and dribble?
I'm not sure I understand what all of that is about.
Rude.
So wait a minute.
Stop.
So Bill Russell had to deal with extreme hardship. All right, people that were denying him, you know, housing, that were defacing the house that he finally did buy. And what are we talking about? He's Uncle Drew in a movie. What are we talking about here? And I like him. So I'm not sitting here as somebody who's coming out as a hater who can't stand Kyrie Irving. I love him, and I want him to be here as a player. But let's get off the high horse here, and let's tell it what it is here. I can understand you want to expand your world beyond basketball, and I get that. Well, why can't you do it with the Boston Celtics?
He is going to do it with the Boston Celtics.
What does the Knicks and the Nets have anything to do with
it? He is going to do it with the Boston
Celtics. I want you to be by my side.
That's what
it is.
Whole new world.
I'm going to open my world to you.
Oh, Lord. I tell you what, you put a microphone in front of him, he'll just go on for days. There's no commas, there's no periods, just one big long. You kind of feel like you're kind of understanding what he's saying, and then you're like, oh, you lost me.
No, I think he wants that. I think he wants you to think that he's different.
Wow, that was really, really unique, man.
Point of your career, what continues to inspire you?
My service of others. Being able to be around individuals and spark change. I think that's really why I stay into this. I don't do it for any other selfish reasons. I mean, you know, there are times where this has been very overwhelming. You know, because a lot of my principles and what I believe in doesn't correlate with what goes on every single day being an NBA basketball player. So, you know, for me, it's just about a lot bigger change than just playing a basketball and throwing it in the hoop. You know, just continue to inspire. That's what drives me every single day.
Get it in the hoop.
This is a guy that did a movie called Uncle Drew, right?
Well, inspired a lot of people.
Right. Okay. So where do I compare that to Martin Luther King, Malcolm X?
Same thing.
What do you mean the same thing?
Same thing.
Listen, I get it. If you want to do more than just be a basketball player, talks about early retirement, talks about being uncomfortable with the NBA life. What is uncomfortable about the NBA life? I don't know. So be it. I mean, you
can, none of your business.
You can walk away from the game, right? You could be a pioneer. You can do whatever you want. But I don't understand why you have to go to the Knicks or the Brooklyn Nets to be able to do it, right?
Right.
Makes no sense. Yep. All right, to the phone calls we go at 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Question for you. Will you take calls about this
No.
game? Will people bet on this game?
I won't take calls. I will ignore it. I am diametrically opposed. I hate off-season sports. I never would do anything with the USFL. I never did anything with the XFL. I think football in the off-season is a blight. I can't stand it. I want nothing to do with it. I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't talk about it. I want nothing to do with it. Nothing. Zero.
Good news for Francesa. The new AAF League is already in a little bit of trouble. So they had difficulty. They played the first game, and then the players actually wanted to get paid. And they sat there and they said, well, we can't make payroll. So then they had week two, and they were worried maybe the players wouldn't show up in the second week, because I don't know about you, but if they don't pay you the first week, you're sitting there going, why am I showing up in the second week? And then out of nowhere, Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon got involved in it, and he is now suddenly being introduced as the new chairman of the AAF. And I wonder why he was named as the chairman. Hmm. He invested $250 million so that they could make payroll. On top of that, he's going to get a franchise out of it as well.
In Raleigh.
In Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me start with this. So you put this cute little football league together, right? The AAF?
Yeah.
What kind of a plan is put in place to where week one is an issue?
I know.
Like, right? I could see maybe like week six. Year two. Right. You know, year two, but you say, okay, we're going to start this league. Okay, do we have enough funding? Yeah, we got this. We got stadium. Yeah, okay. Do we have enough money to pay these guys?
It is a blight.
Actually, we don't for week one. Week one. How much money was invested initially in this league that you couldn't even pay guys week one?
It really is. It really is.
The uniforms were nice. They spent a lot of money in unis. They should have spent less in unis.
It's just funny because, like, I don't even think about it. It wouldn't even be on as white noise. There's nobody on those teams. Like, they're all like tweeners, right? 1 foot out the door of the league. So it's not like college where you're seeing future stars and there's that upside of what they're going to be like. And it's obviously not the NFL where they become stars.
See, that's the biggest problem.
It just, there's nothing,
you don't
there's
know
nothing
the names.
Remotely interesting about it.
You don't know the
so
names.
So you're going to try and grow a league and try to create stars and promote stars. And these guys, like, you don't know who they are.
Right.
So Trent Richardson gets so much love in this league because he's the only guy, because he was a third pick in the draft. And he was
the
biggest bust. He sucked so bad, right? Indianapolis Colts, they called him a bowling ball of knives. He's terrible. But that's all you got. So I don't know. It was on the other day. I think I kind of just glazed over it or glossed over it, really. And then I was like, why am I doing this? It's like 9-6. Like, that bugs that kind of. That
it's kind all of, field goals.
It sucks.
They're not, every time I turn it on, it's 6-3.
Wait a minute. 1 second. We've got an elbow down.
So if you're the if you're
the XFL again this week,
if you're the XFL,
no, but you hit on it though, Christian, because it's not, you can't sell it as like a minor league system, because you know you go to Pawtucket, you go to Portland, and you're going to see eventual superstars in the league, you know, big leaguers, and you're going to watch them go through the system. These guys, like it'll be the same guys there next year.
Yeah.
Some will leave, more people
pathetic,
will come, but
hanging on, need a dollar, they need a buck, they're trying to make some money, they're going to pay me $100,000 for 10 weeks of work. Yeah. I'm good for them.
So
it's not, I'm just saying, but it's not a development. I think it's great for them, but it's really, it's really not.
It's not a developmental league, it's like a holding area. Right.
It's not even minor league baseball.
It's guys that failed. The guys that failed or couldn't make the NFL. It's not really a developmental league. I mean, in the course of a whole year, maybe one player would make it to the NFL.
So you've already played at the high level, right? And you couldn't make it. And now we're putting you to a lower level, and you still can't. So if you were in the league and you played in this league, you should dominate. Like, you should flat out destroy everybody.
Well, won't that be the telling sign, though? I mean, when we get to camp, like, isn't that going to be huge, you know, for this league?
Yeah.
Maybe the other way is that if guys are invited to camp, you know, if some guys can stick with an NFL team and they can kind of promote it as, you know, this is the guy that played in, you know, in Arizona, and now he's in playing in New England. You know, I mean, but if you don't have any of that, like if these guys aren't going to camp or invited to camp or nobody makes an NFL team out of this league, then you just, okay, what are you?
Yeah, see, I think you need to treat it like, I know they'll never get these guys, but, you know, the Kaepernicks or the Tim Tebows, I would even say the Josh Gordons of the world, treat it like, you know, Mean Machine, like that old Burt Reynolds, Adam Sandler movie.
Oh,
get all the crazy, psychopathic, whatever, you know, guys you can find, and then put them on that team. Because why else are you watching? So what is the XFL going to do that's different?
What is the XFL going to do?
Like... They're all fighting for the same players.
They're both going to fail miserably.
So you have these two leagues, and one sucks, right? Because you don't have enough talent. So now you're going to have how diluted are these teams going to be? I mean, you're not. So I've seen people tweet these all the time about some of the offensive linemen or the backs that are just getting trucked. Like they're all just average to below average guys. They should be playing in Canada. Like where they'd have actually more swag, they'd have a better track record, a better support. Because now you're in the league, you're not in a holding league. You're just in limbo league.
So when they were in trouble after week one, and they needed, I guess you didn't really need $250 million to make payroll, but this guy, Dundon, probably came in and said, if I'm going to give you any money to make payroll, I want to be the guy. So he came in with $250 million, even though there were investors that dropped who knows how much money
before.
Also,
their investment just got diluted.
Exactly. That this guy basically had him by the balls. So why didn't the National Football League, if they were really concerned about having a developmental league, why didn't they come in and drop some coin and say,
well, they were going to, but then they had to give it to Kaepernick.
We have high standards right. in the NFL.
Exactly. They should have gave all of it to him. They probably
should have given
more.
It to him and had him play in that league. Mm-hmm. That's what they should have done.
And I don't know, they might have made it.
So this guy, the money that he dropped basically secures this league for a couple years, from what I understand, correct? 2 or 3 years, maybe?
Oh, I haven't seen that. Have you seen somebody wrote that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But maybe it makes payroll for the next couple of years, but who knows what else happens along the way.
Right.
It's just not going to, there's, how does it last? Like, how is it sustainable?
You need stars.
They don't have any. That's the problem. Right. So the stars you have, nobody wants to see.
Right.
So, okay, great. Alabama has a team. Great. Okay, let's get all the Alabama players, ex-Alabama players, and it'll be like a weekend, intramural league.
Right. We're building something special.
The XFL is going to be interesting because I'm sure they're watching everything they're doing, looking at the ratings, and they're sitting there going, okay, how do we sustain interest? How can we do a better job than the first week? Because the AFF got great ratings that first week. Now nobody cares. It's because
you watched it out of curiosity the first week.
It's too much football. And here, I will also say this.
Right.
The NFL has like a week and a half off, maybe. And then we can talk football every single day. Franchise tag, draft, free agency, camp, OTAs, coaching changes, blah, 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 blah. Every single day.
Well, the problem is there are probably some people that would like a little extra football. I just don't think it's going to be enough people to be able to sustain anything. That's the problem.
No, it's like anything. And we're talking about baseball marketing their stars. You know what I mean? And again, minor league baseball, it's like they live for like a number one, number two prospect, you know, coming to their team so they can promote them all year long and get people there. There's nothing to promote. There's other than the game itself, and it's just not enough, especially coming off a Super Bowl, the season already.
Ryan's in Westwood, wants to talk up the AAF. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for the time. Well, yeah, I didn't understand what all the bashing of the AAF was. I mean, I think it's you take a league like football, there's 7 rounds of the draft, only 53 guys. You have a lot of guys that don't – there's no minor league system, and it's the most popular sport in America. in comparison, you have...
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. The NFL is the most popular sport in America, and college football... And, wait a minute, and college football is the second most.
So that doesn't even make sense. The NFL isn't a sport. You just said the NFL is the most popular sport in America. Football
right.
is. So that's a league. Well,
the AAF
okay,
is?
Fine.
Okay. No, it's well, not. Yeah.
How's Pop Warner doing? Go ahead.
That it?
So baseball, you got 53 rounds. You got single A, double A, triple A. And they have enough revenue to get people in the seats. So why in the most popular sport in America do we think
that? Because we just told you.
There are no stars.
We just because told you.
Yeah, you missed the point. You think
in double A or right. in triple A, like when Vlad Guerrero Jr. is up in New Hampshire, and those people are going to watch a future superstar. They're going to watch right. Mookie but, Betts, Xander Bogaerts. They're going to watch these kids because they know they're going to be in a big league someday. This one, who are you going to watch?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's a league for kind of the underdog. It's people who fell under the cracks. Like I said, you have only 7 rounds of the NFL draft. That's 7 picks per people. You got a lot of talented college football players at Division I, Division I, AA, 2-3 level. To have a place for them to showcase their skills, these guys are finishing their careers at 21, 22 years old. You got a lot of guys from 23 to 27 with a lot of talent, and their only options are to really go into an arena where you can't make a living and it's not real football, or like you said, go to Canada, which also is an American rules football. I think that the NFL people were kind of disappointed with all the flags. I think there's definitely a market for football in the spring and the summer.
Ryan, do you
and
know
I
Ryan?
Think this helps Dallas.
Ryan, there are more undrafted. There are more undrafted players playing in the National Football League than the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th round players combined. Okay,
the NFL is
going to
showcase what they can do.
The NFL is finding them all.
To that point.
You're confusing the fact, though. You think that we're ripping the players for participating in it. I think it's great.
No.
Listen, I think it's great for the players to have an opportunity to continue to play. The point is that what do you watch it? Do you enjoy watching these games, not knowing any of these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you could take let's take the NFL Super Bowl MVP, right, Julian Edelman. He's out of Kent State, a quarterback. That guy could easily be in some sales job in an office, not having the opportunity to play. And he was the Super Bowl MVP.
Here's Ryan. I just don't get like.
That makes no. Why am I getting buzzed? That was because that was a good point.
Ryan. I don't actually get what your point is. I think
my point is that there's definitely a market for football in the off season, and there's definitely enough talent. Although they're not these big name guys, there are plenty. Neither in single A, double A, triple A. Name me 3 players on the Pawtucket Red Sox. You can't. You don't even know them. So to tell me that stars are filling the seats in Pawtucket and Double A baseball,
yeah, but here,
is invalid.
But there is a difference, Ryan.
So
there is
not the stars.
No, there's a huge difference.
Ryan,
I'm going to watch
Ryan,
those guys
Ryan.
Probably play in the big leagues. I'm not watching any of these guys play in the NFL.
Exactly, Ryan. You're talking minor league baseball players that are on their way up. Okay, that you project them that they could be players or stars in a few years. You're talking about a league in which all of those guys that are playing couldn't make the NFL. Most of them had the opportunity. They had the opportunity.
That makes
teams looked at them.
So when you buzzed the horn, that brought up my point. You just said most of the guys in the NFL were undrafted people. So you're telling me there's not a lot of players that fell through the cracks that could use a league like that.
I think very few have fallen through the cracks. I think the NFL does a great job, and that stat I gave you shows you that they're
Super Bowl NFL MVP Julian Edelman was a quarterback at Kent State.
Got drafted.
He could easily be selling in his
But he isn't. He got
drafted.
But the NFL didn't screw up. They drafted him. And they knew that he was going to be a wide receiver. Everybody knew he couldn't play quarterback.
I just told you sat in an office all day, because if you did, you'd know there's a million guys that can play like that. That's irrelevant.
Well, so in your office, there's guys that can play like Julian Edelman?
Whoa. But there's a million people out there that had opportunities like that and never got the platform to showcase it.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true. You don't get drafted. No, it isn't true. It is. You say a million people out there that didn't get that chance because they didn't get the right platform?
On a million. I misspoke. There's a plethora of.
They don't. There isn't a plethora either. Plethora is a lot.
I like plethora.
It's not a plethora either.
You don't really know how much a plethora is.
The NFL doesn't miss many of these guys. The point that I was trying to bring up to him about the undrafted players is they've solved that market. The NFL does such a good job in scouting now that they're finding more of these undrafted guys than what were drafted in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th round together. So where is the pool of these future stars going to show up for another league?
I can't stand it. I want nothing to do with it.
I mean, maybe a guy here or there might fall through the cracks.
Listen, that guy Ryan, okay, I applaud him. He watches
he
every game, apparently, okay, which is great. There aren't enough people like him.
No.
Like, most people want to watch, and they want to put a name next to it. That's just the way it is. I mean, you want to watch people that you know. Give me a reason to watch. Is this guy going to play in the NFL? I can guarantee you if there's a quarterback out there, and I don't know anything about the damn league right now, who is lighting it up, who is the best quarterback in this league, and people start talking about him possibly playing in the NFL, I guarantee that team's ratings will be higher than any other team's because there's a chance he could play at the next level.
I'll give you a way they can get big ratings this weekend or next weekend, and let's go sign Kaepernick. Yeah. One of these teams signed Kaepernick, and I'll bet you they will get big ratings.
I wouldn't talk about it. Okay. I want nothing to do with it.
Listen, I know, Lou, you got to get out of here, but there's a couple calls on here I can't wait to just holler at because I don't think people get what this league is all about. This is not another NFL. This is not the USFL where they're paying guys millions and millions of dollars. This is a minor league.
Minor league.
They don't give you a job, and you get one pair of socks for the whole year.
Unbelievable. All right,
we'll do one more segment.
We'll see you in Fort Myers tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we had a couple other people that wanted to talk about this AAF stuff, but we didn't have time, and they weren't. The point that, and that guy was very passionate about it, obviously he enjoyed watching it, but there is a difference when he says that football is the most popular sport. No, the National Football League football is the most popular sport.
It's still real to me, damn it!
College football is the next, because you can find up and down your cable system, you can find high school football games on. You can find, you know...
I'm more interested in those than I am any AAF game.
But people aren't watching those. They're not watching those. And somebody else wanted to call and say, well, what they need to do is they need to get somebody like Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback at Clemson that's going to be eligible for the NFL in 2 years.
Fighting basketball players, too.
I saw that. Some, you know,
he's
bruiser
not used to
pushed
contact,
him.
I guess.
So why would somebody...
Hard pick.
Why would an AAF team give him, what, $200 million, $250 million? Because he's going to make $160, $175 million in a career in the National Football League.
That's not what that league is.
Exactly.
They're not competing against the NFL.
$68,000 a year, right?
The USFL, really, they said, you know, we're going to compete against the NFL. And the only way to do that, in order to get the Jim Kellys of the world, the Steve Youngs of the world, the Herschel Walkers of the world, right out of college, offer him twice as much money as the NFL.
That was Trump.
So that's what they did. Yeah. So they said, you know what? And they didn't last either. The games, and maybe if they had, you know, 5 or 10 more years, maybe they'd figure it out. But there was no way to sustain it. So you're just a holding ground. And I would say this, most of these guys, like, they're just there. They have no real aspirations to go into the NFL. They just want the paycheck. They're in limbo. They don't know what to do with their lives. Somebody said, hey, we're going to give you $100,000 for 12 weeks of work. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing anyways. As long as the check is not going to bounce. Like, you promised me my check is going to come, right? I'm going to get paid. You're not going to say it's some
one of these guys through the entire season. There's going to be an NFL team that's going to find a spot for him. Maybe he can be a special
team player. How many
guys
get invited? I would say how many guys get invited to camp?
A bunch of guys. You mean an NFL camp?
From the AAF, how many guys get invited to camp?
A handful.
Seven!
Yeah.
A handful.
I really think there's only going to be a handful of guys.
And maybe one of them makes it or whatever. But that's why I don't see how it can be a developmental league for the NFL. And a lot of people thought that's what it was going to be. How does it become that? College right now is the developmental league.
Yes!
So if I find a kid in college and he plays 2 years, 3 years, and I draft him, or I pick him up as an undrafted player because I think he's got potential. That's the developmental league.
Yeah.
College football minute.
Thank you, and there we go. College football minute. We'll end with that.
I mean, you can't hide him away anywhere, right?
No. Come on, I'm ready. I'm excited. I got to get on this plane.
All right.
We're going to sell some soap, and then we'll get on the plane.
Sponsored by, no, we're not selling soap. Cars for Kids, your trusted charity. For car donations, also accepts donations of boats and RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. You want to give up a car? Did you make it?
Yes, I did.
Call Hyman today, 877-CARS.
Bring your glove. You're going to bring a glove?
I'm not bringing a glove.
Just stop being so uptight.
You're down there to interview players.
We are going to have a little game over the line. You ever played over the line?
No.
You've never played over the line?
Over the line, no.
Oh, I'll teach you how to play with three people.
Over the line?
That's a California West Coast.
What is over the line?
Honestly, you've never played over the line?
Is
that one of those cocaine parties? Over the line? Is that what it is?
No,
all right, we're out of here. We'll be in Fort Myers tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Join us. We're out of here.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.